Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And Steve, talk to us about the expectations of God.
Yes.
Enlighten us. What type of expectations does he have?
Well, a lot of times we can put our expectations on God and think about a situation that might come up a little bit differently. You might be aware of, you know, a certain situation about a guy named John the Baptist. And you just want to set the stage for you. You might not be aware of it, but he's a guy that, you know, lived his life in the desert and, you know, grew up on locusts and honey. Mm-hmm. But he kept talking about this guy that he said that he was not worthy to untie the thongs of his sandals. And he's talking about Jesus. And he said, there's this one that's coming. He's going to be coming. He's coming. So if you can imagine, I mean, really, a lot of times, too, we can read the Bible and not connect with these realities. I want you to just place yourself in the crowd. Like, you're out there, you're listening to John, and he's baptizing people. And he keeps talking about this one that's coming. So one day, you know, John's out, sun rises up, and out of the crowd, this guy steps out. And John the Baptist says, this is the guy I was talking about. And he sees the Holy Spirit come down like a dove on Jesus after he baptizes Jesus. And you can imagine, I mean, just picture the expectation, the anticipation, the electricity in the crowd. You're like, this is the guy you've been talking about. Mm-hmm. I pictured him taller, but man, what is he going to do? What does he do? He leaves. He says, the Bible says, you read about this in Luke 4, but it says, he's led by the Holy Spirit and he goes into the desert for 40 days. And I can imagine that the people in this crowd, you're like, John, that's it? I mean, this is the guy? He comes and he leaves? Jesus is in the desert for 40 days. Stay with me now. He comes back and he goes to a town called Galilee. And he's in the congregation. He's in the fellowship. He's in the gathering. And when you read about it in Luke 4, it says the fact that news about him spread through the whole countryside. Imagine the people that are talking, the people that, you know, they heard secondary through what John the Baptist said. This guy came, he stepped out of the crowd, but then he left. It's like, is he coming back? Is he coming back? I don't know. The anticipation, the expectations are growing, right? So Jesus comes, he sits down, and they call him up. And he starts reading from a specific book in the Bible, and it talks about that he's reading in the book of Isaiah. And he's saying that, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, and he's coming to preach the good news to the poor. And he goes back, and he sits down. And in verse 20 it says, then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and he sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. Nobody is speaking. Nobody is talking. And Jesus, this is the first thing he says. And he's talking about quoting a Proverbs, and he says, you know, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. But he says in verse 25, he says, I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was famine throughout the land. And he says, Elijah was not sent to any one of them. He says he was sent to a widow. But he says there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet. He says not one of them was cleansed, only a specific Syrian. And of all the things that Jesus could have said, he called people out. He just spoke truth. Mm-hmm. Did not, I would venture to say, this was not on anyone's radar. This is not what anyone had expected. But in one message, the people that were fixated on him, the people that were spreading the news all throughout the countryside. After one message, you continue through this journey, and it says that all the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. And you continue reading, and it talks about how they gathered together and they were about to throw him off of a cliff, and Jesus just walked through the crowd. And I look at that journey, I look at that picture, I look at that whole reality of what had happened when Jesus steps onto the scene, beginning his ministry, following the leadership of the Holy Spirit, but not once was that the expectation of the people. And so often it's just like we're going through a situation and we say, okay, we expect God to move this way, or we expect God to do this, or we picture it a different way. And I want to encourage you is that God's on his own timing. God's going to do something in your life if you allow him to do it that doesn't meet your expectations. It doesn't meet my expectations. But that's the difference of him being Lord. If he's Lord over your life, he's going to do something that you don't expect. He's going to step out of the crowd and step into your life if you allow him to and just say, God, I want you to just do something mighty in my life. Well, give him full reign. Because he wants to do something so mighty that it's outside your expectations. It's outside your abilities or outside your anticipations. But that's when he does great things. That's when he encounters people that says, I'll follow you, even beyond my own expectations, even beyond my own abilities. And I look at that, and to me, it's just like Jesus even knew how the people would respond. And he just still moved and walked with his Father. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, that's the life. Don't live your life based off of other people's expectations of you. When you just simply walk with Jesus, when you just say, God, I just, regardless of who's with me, regardless of who's against me, I'm just going to walk with you, even if they want to throw me off of a cliff.
And that's the issue that a lot of people face with expectations, is that at the root of that is pride.
Mm.
Because they're expecting a certain behavior out of God. They're expecting a certain behavior out of others. And they're greatly disappointed when other people and with God, when God doesn't show up in the manner and the form in which they expected, they conceived in their own mind how he should show up and how he should act and what he should do. Mm-hmm. And at the root of that is pride, mm-hmm. because you're trying to put on God what is filtering through your mind,
mm-hmm.
to your utter shock and amazement. I was just expecting, well, that was the first problem,
mm-hmm.
was the expectation.
Right.
The first problem was the projection of what God should and could do and would do, instead of maybe positioning ourselves in a humble place and saying, God, this is the state I find myself in, or this is the state we find ourselves in. I pray that your will come to pass. Whatever direction you want to go in, whatever you say, you mm-hmm. know, I will follow. My prayer is that you would just reveal that to me, that you would show that to us so that we can be in step with whatever it is that you want to do. And I think that oftentimes that's what messes a lot of people up. The people that were disappointed and it never affected Jesus during that time, mm-hmm. were the people that expected him to do certain things,
right.
and to perform certain things and to you know, show up on the spot for them, mm-hmm. as if waving a wand. And God doesn't, you know, bow down like that.
Yeah. mm-hmm.
He doesn't cower down like that. God has his own agenda. He has this amazing idea that it's about him.
Imagine that.
And I agree. And the greatest way, you know, a good way for you to get past all of that is to drop the expectation of God and to drop the expectation of others. You will live a much more enjoyable life when you just come into a place of humility and say, Lord, it is what it is. And since I don't have an agenda, since I don't have, you know, something to turn my way or a different way, my position is to follow you. I just want ears to hear and a heart that obeys your direction and your calling.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.